This is Dr. Arlington Ferguson dictating cardiovascular clearance on patient McCune, capital M-C, capital C-U-N-E, Kenneth, K-E-N-N-E-T-H, date of birth, August 27, 1967, date of evaluation, August 2nd, 2023, referring physician, Dr. Hassan Saqib, the last name S-A-Q-I-B, first name H-A-S-A-N, the chief complaint, 55-year-old white male referred for cardiovascular clearance as he is scheduled for disectomy. The HBI, the patient is noted as a 55-year-old male who reports an industrial injury to the spine. He stated that he had developed repetitive motion injury to the spine, period. He had initially been evaluated and followed by occupational health, period. Patient had reported low back and left hip injury, period. He had moderate to severe pain, period. He underwent bilateral L4-5 and L5-S1 acid injections on April 15, 2021 for the diagnosis of axial low back pain, period. Patient continued with significant pain despite conservative measures, period. He saw Dr. Hassan in approximately late 2022, period. He had continued with low back pain, described as cramping, knot, which is sometimes sharp, period. Pain is typically 6/10. It radiates bilaterally to lower extremity, left greater than right. He has associated numbness in the feet, period. There is minimal improvement with rest, comma, heat, and lidocaine patch, period. Patient was evaluated and felt to require surgical treatment, period. It is now anticipated that he will undergo surgery for Dr. Hassan, period. As noted, he has had prior lumbar epidural injections in 2021 at Kaiser with 25% temporary relief. Physical therapy in October, again with minimal relief. He has had chiropractic treatments, period. The past medical history, hypertension, neck number, left inguinal hernia, neck number, erectile dysfunction, past surgical history, right wrist MCP, in addition, he has had epidurals as noted. The medications, metoprolol 50 milligrams one daily, However, he states that he had not taken it in some time. In addition, he is taking valacyclovir, 500 milligrams QID. Allergies, no known drug allergies, family history, father died with coronary artery disease, 10 years post valve replacement, social history, he notes prior alcohol use but none in 10 to 15 years, he denies cigarette smoking or drug use, period. Review system, constitutional, no weight gain or weight loss, period. Eyes, he reports that he wears glasses and has lazy vision. Nose, he has sinus problems. All cavity, he reports bleeding gums. Cardiac, he reports chest pain and edema. Gastrointestinal, he reports heartburn and antacid use. He further reports constipation. Period, genitourinary, he has history of inguinal hernia. The hematologic, he reports bleeding gum. He may not be reactive, unremarkable. The physical examination, blood pressure 159/94, pulse 86, respiratory rate 16, height 70 inches, weight 212 pounds. In general, he's alert, oriented, and in no acute distress. ATEMT, head is atraumatic, normal stomach, weakly go-around reactive to light and accommodation, square is clear, extraocular muscles are intact. The fundoscopic examination reveals mild copper wiring, period. Extremities reveal 2+ spitting edema, period. Musculoskeletal, there is tenderness involving the lumbosacral spine, period. There is tenderness on palpation, period. There is light bulging disc, period. The data review, ECG demonstrates sinus rhythm of 90 beats per minute. There is light prolongation of the QT interval, otherwise unremarkable. The impression, this is a 55-year-old male who describes repetitive motion injury resulting in low back injury, period. He further has history of hypertension, which is untreated and uncontrolled. He has inguinal hernia. He has history of ED, period. He has some findings of target organ damage with regards to hypertension, i.e. visual changes / copper wiring presence, period. The patient further has edema, period. Etiology not entirely clear, but possibly related to uncontrolled blood pressure, period. The plan, I have started him on metoprolol, succinate 50 milligrams 1 PO daily, hydrochlorothiazide 12.5 milligrams PO daily. He requires echocardiogram, period. Further decision making pending echocardiographic evaluation. Further recommend ophthalmology follow-up. Signed, Dr. Walton Ferguson.